Well, Seamus, before we talk about the win, captain this club 137 times, but it's your first time tonight, now 138. It was your first time at Hill Dickinson, so how special was that?
Very special. Left Goodison, obviously, not the way I wanted to, but still to walk out at Goodison for the last time was special. But, lovely feeling to walk out there. I thought it was great against Brighton. I thought the atmosphere, which, personally, maybe you'd be a bit worried about, will it kind of transfer over, but absolutely amazing against Brighton, and Jack playing a part in the goal was amazing. So it was a great day against Brighton, but for me personally to walk out was brilliant.
I know you'll be modest as ever, but to come back into the team, obviously we've actually seen you should kind of first 90 minutes for more than a year. I mean, to play 90 minutes having been out for quite a few months, you must be really happy.
Yeah, very happy. Yeah, it was good to get through it. I've been feeling quite good. I think from a personal level, I've kind of maybe put myself first for maybe the first time in a long time in terms of listening to the physios and not pushing it and not going, right, I feel good, let me out. And the physios have been great with me, and I've been patient maybe for the first time in a long time as well, and listen to the plan and listen to the programme. And, thankfully I felt good tonight, and getting through 90 minutes psychologically, great for me as well.
We all know your value off the pitch, without embarrassing you, everyone says about your leadership quality as well, but how important was it to show that there's still very much a player there tonight as well?
Yeah, I think it is important that, and the manager's probably not seen much of me either on the pitch as well, and off the pitch stuff, that'll never change with me. And do you know what, the best thing about that is I'm fit to take a step back now, and the manager's taken over, and Tarky and Jordan and Gannon and that, and you can look at them boys leading the line and helping it on a daily basis. So it's great. So many leaders at the club now. And to remind, I've got a lot of self-belief anyway. Just to remind people that it's still there, after a tough year. And but I had no doubt about that either. I couldn't wait for the game and couldn't wait to get involved.
Few players know Everton as much as you, and few managers know Everton as much as David Moyes. So he's saying he can really feel there's a connection again between players, the club, the fans as well. Do you feel that as well?
I do feel it. It's unbelievable, and this club's just crying out for success. And we've got to be patient. We've got the amazing move to the new stadium, and I'm not saying overnight it's gonna just change massively, but bit by bit, Even the tone of the manager, the way he speaks to us, and what he's subtly saying, and what he's sometimes straight to the point saying about, I've not come back here to, hover above relegation. And, the lad's done great over the last few years, but the manager's come in with a different kind of mindset. The club are signing some quality players, so the mindset has to change. But listen, I went to... rightly or wrongly, went for some food after the Brighton game in Liverpool City Centre. Had to park the car about a minute away from the restaurant and walk across. And honestly, the blues in the city that day, and it was amazing to see the smiles on their faces, how happy they were. And you know what? Another reminder of how much they're crying out for success and how much they love their football club, because they just had the best day ever,
Just a quick word on Harrison Armstrong. I saw you congratulate him after he set up the first. Obviously, one so young, he set up both goals tonight. Just the impact that he's having and the talent he's got.
Yeah, the talent he's got. He's got great talent. He's a fit lad. Works so hard in training. I think he times his runs brilliantly. Confident lad in a good way. Believes in himself, which is important, because some young lads now, they come up in the train and you just want to see a bit of personality, and he's got that. And it's up to us lads to look after him in different ways and prepare him for what's to come. But he's got a bright future, and he'll keep his head down, keep working hard. And what a great night for him and his family as well.
And then just finally, it's been an emotional few days because of the magnitude of playing at this stadium, but the importance now of just moving on, building on it, because it's a tough game at Wolves.
Yeah, again, and I know it's cliche, but it's the truth. As we've seen it against Leeds, every game's tough, and you have to be prepared, and you have to be willing to do the dirty stuff first, and earn the right, and then bring that confidence we've got from the last couple of games. But it's going to be a tough game. We'll travel well. A few lads got rested tonight, and we'll hope to get all 3 points and keep the momentum going early on in the season.